Welcome back to SpaceX Daily. Our skies are getting crowded, and I'm not talking about airplanes. Today, we're diving into the looming crisis of space junk and the urgent need for sustainable practices in orbit. Joining me is Dr. John Janka, Global Government Affairs and Regulatory Chief Officer at Viasat.
Thanks for having me. It's an issue that keeps me up at night, literally.
The article paints a rather grim picture, Dr. Janka. 60,000 satellites by 2030. The Kessler syndrome sounds like something out of a science fiction disaster film.
It's a very real concern. Each piece of debris, even something as small as a bolt, can cause catastrophic damage at orbital speeds. And the more collisions we have, the more debris is created, leading to a domino effect that could trap humanity on Earth.
The article mentions SpaceX's Starlink and their efforts to mitigate this. Are they doing enough?
SpaceX deserves credit for having a more proactive approach than some, but it's not just about one company. We need global cooperation and enforceable regulations. Imagine if air traffic control was voluntary. It would be chaos.
So what's the solution? Is it as simple as cleaning up after ourselves?
It's multifaceted. Active debris removal is crucial, but we also need to design satellites for end-of-life disposal, standardize technologies for better traffic management, and maybe even rethink mega constellations altogether.
It sounds like we're at a critical juncture. The future of space exploration and even our reliance on space-based technologies is at stake.
Absolutely. We need to act now, collaboratively and decisively, to ensure that space remains accessible and usable for generations to come.
So SpaceX is in hot water again over those sonic booms. This time, it's sparking a debate about environmental concerns and even pulling Governor Newsom into the fray. What's your take on this latest development?
It's a classic case of progress versus preservation, but with a political twist. On one hand, you have SpaceX pushing the boundaries of space exploration, creating jobs and advancing technology. On the other, you have valid concerns about the impact of those sonic booms on residents and potentially wildlife.
And then there's the political layer, with Musk's support of Trump seemingly being brought up during the Coastal Commission's deliberations. That's where things get murky.
Exactly. Whether SpaceX's lawsuit claiming naked political discrimination holds water remains to be seen. But it does raise questions about whether extraneous factors are influencing decisions that impact scientific progress. It's a delicate balancing act.
It certainly is. This case highlights the complexities of space exploration in the 21st century, where technological advancement often intersects with environmental concerns and even political ideologies. Thanks for joining us today. That's it for SpaceX Daily. We'll see you next time.